The true evidence that Christ came from God. That which led the Jews to reject the Savior was the highest evidence of His divine character. His miracles were for the blessing of humanity. His life revealed the character of God. He did the works and spoke the words of God. Such a life is the greatest of all miracles. Many in our day, like the Jews, cry, "Show us a sign, work a miracle." Christ does not impart to us power to vindicate ourselves or satisfy the demands of unbelief and pride. But is it not a miracle that we can break from the bondage of Satan? Enmity against Satan is not natural to the human heart. It is implanted by the grace of God. When one who has been controlled by a stubborn, wayward will yields himself to the drawing of God's heavenly agencies, a miracle is wrought. So also when a man who has been under strong delusion comes to understand moral truth. The change in human hearts, the transformation of human characters, is a miracle that reveals an ever-living Savior. In preaching the Word of God, the sign that should be manifest now and always is the presence of the Holy Spirit, to make the Word a regenerating power to those that hear. Those who desired a sign from Jesus had hardened their hearts. They would not see that His mission was in fulfillment of the Scriptures. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Turning from the group of cavillers, Jesus re-entered the boat with His disciples. In sorrowful silence they again crossed the lake. On reaching the farther side, Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." The Jews had been taught to regard leaven as a type of sin. In their sudden departure from Magdala, the disciples had forgotten to take bread. They understood Christ as warning them not to buy bread of a Pharisee or Sadducee. Their lack of spiritual insight often led to misconception of His words. Now Jesus reproved them for thinking that He who had fed thousands with a few fishes and barley loaves could have referred in that solemn warning to merely temporal food. There was danger that the crafty reasoning of the Pharisees and Sadducees would leaven His disciples with unbelief. The disciples were inclined to think that their Master should have granted the demand for a sign in the heavens. He was able to do this, and such a sign would put His enemies to silence. They did not discern the hypocrisy of the cavillers. Months afterward, Jesus repeated the same teaching. "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy."